Pep, first of all, I mean, we've just been talking about it before I switched the microphone on, that it was a bit of a leggy performance today, and it cost you in the end.
I think it was tough for us, the fact that we played so many games with such a thin squad, and lately with a lot of emotions as well, with the cup and everything. And I think I cannot really complain, because in the end the players have put their bodies on the line with injuries or something, trying to keep playing games, and they've been superb for the club. But of course these things can happen. We are very thin since January, and it's normal, more than normal, that the lack of depth makes it end up paying a price. Despite that, I think that we played very good football and we were on top of the game for most part of it, apart from the worst 10 minutes, you know, those minutes that they come in the second half and they start to come at you, you know, and then it's a tough physical performance, tough minutes. And then it's more, we go more with a heart than with a brain. But as I said, this team has been so many games without losing in the league, and it's a pity for us not to be able to extend that, but at the same time we're proud of what we achieved.
First half, just needed that second goal, because Scott Hogan's done really well with the goal, very brave going when he did. He had a chance of really difficult bobbling ball. If that goes in, it's probably a different afternoon.
Yes, absolutely, because in the physical moment that we were, it was very important for us to be as clinical as possible. I think Scott was fantastic in the first goal, and was fantastic as well on that chance. It was clearly similar to the Cardiff game here at home, that you have them where you want it, and if you score that second goal, possibly the game will have gone on your side. We had the chances, because we had another Scott, Jude had the chance. I mean, we had a few chances, but that goal didn't come in. Then we need to rely a lot on making sure that we're good, that physically we keep going, and that game got a little more difficult. But despite of that, I do agree that I see mentality in the locker room that we just want to keep going, and we have 9 games to go and want to win as many of them as possible.
Doesn't seem to be a single game where we don't end up talking about a refereeing decision or two. At 2-1 down, Scott Hogan gets the cross in, Jude Bellingham attacking the near post, seems to be shoved out the way of the ball. That looked like a penalty to everybody here.
Yes, absolutely. Look, I saw it live, and for me, look, it was crystal clear as a penalty. I saw it on video, it was crystal clear as a penalty. When it happened live, I saw it straight away, oh, that's a very clear pen. But something back of my mind knew, oh, well, we likely don't get it, so just forget about it. That's how it is. I don't want to talk about it, because we've been talking, as you said, the whole season, and it's the same and the same and the same.
Just one of the things that's changed in the last 24 hours, the news that the EFL hearing, the result is that Blues have been found not guilty. That must have been a lift for everybody as well.
Yeah, and of course a good lift for everyone, and we're all very happy about it, because that proves that if the EFL said that we're not guilty, it proves that Birmingham did nothing wrong. So I'm happy for the club and happy for everyone, and as I said, because the last thing you have wanted is to get some points deductions. But we were always very calm and confident that the club will get through this one.